Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. We are in the studio today with Casey Holland. She is the Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, explain to me or tell me about the power of change.
The Power of Change is Rappahannock Electric Cooperative's member volunteer program, and it originally started out as Operation Roundup, and the effort was an opportunity that allowed our members to round up their electric bill and contribute that spare change that was put into a fund and then given back to local charities and organizations throughout the year. We have recently changed the name of the program to The Power of Change because the program is more than just about rounding up your electric bill to make a donation. The donations that our members are making are truly making an impact in our local communities. And we wanted the name of the program to really emphasize that. It still functions the same way. As a member, you can voluntarily round up your electric bill. And for a lot of members, it really is just spare change that you might throw into a jar or forget that you even had. But you can also make a one-time donation if you wanted to of any amount that you choose. And now we allow our members to set a monthly contribution amount because we have had members who've requested to donate more than just their
whatever spell. The roundup would have been.
Right. And so twice a year now, we open up an application period in the winter and then in the late summer. And so right now, we just opened up our application period for the Power of Change. And so a local charity or organization, you have to be a 501c3, you can apply for funding to benefit your organization. And we try to give almost all of the funds that have been raised over the year away during these periods of time. And we try to give to organizations that support the members in the communities that we serve. That charity or organization might not be physically located within our service territory, but as long as it provides a resource to our communities, then it's eligible for funding. So the last time that we awarded funding was in March of 2019. And we were able to recognize and award funding to over 15 different organizations around the service territory.
Wow.
So these types of organizations were civic associations, volunteer fire and rescue companies, arts centers, little league programs, child development programs, literacy councils, food pantries. So as you can see, it's all about organizations that are really working to meet the needs of its communities. And those needs are different for everybody, but we want to try to support a variety of programs.
And that's why the application process is so important, because you need these organizations to reach out to you and say, hey, this is what we'd like to do. Here's the outcome or the impact we think it's going to have, so that you can pick and get the most impact.
Right. So the Power of Change is overseen by an organization called Chair Carities Incorporated. And that organization has a board of directors. And so that board of directors receives the applications for funding, and they go through the applications, and then they decide which organizations have applied will receive funding. And we encourage any organization that wants to apply for funds to make sure that you've really thought through the program that you want to request funding for and make a specific request. We know that a lot of organizations aren't even aware that this program exists to benefit them. And so talking about this today, we want to make sure that it opens up that opportunity for organizations that may have never heard about it before.
I love the fact that you have this whole separate organization from a transparency perspective, so that people don't think, oh, wait a minute, they're collecting my money and then they're deciding where it goes. You've set this up in a way that it is completely transparent and shows that you're truly trying to help a community.
Oh, absolutely. This is truly a charity. We have truly created a charity that has the oversight of a separate board of directors. It's not the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. And those board members are dedicated to making sure that this charity operates to benefit our local communities. These are community-driven leaders that want to make a difference themselves. And the charity is truly a volunteer organization. So we have over or close to 25,000 members who are contributing to the Power of Change every month. And that's a lot of members. What it really boils down to for an individual member is a donation of around $12 a year. So it's a really minimal donation. But when we have more of our members join together, it makes an even bigger impact. So we would love to see more of our members opt in to participate to the program so that we can have an even greater impact. And we want to do that together with you. We are really proud of the fact that we're an electric cooperative, and you may have seen our We Are REC theme that we've brought to the surface this year. And that's because we are in this together, and this program is just one example of that.
And we're sitting here recording this now in July of 2019, so the application process is now open for nonprofits to do that. Where would they get the application?
The application is on our website, and we have a very unique URL that will help make it easy for you. It is thepowerofchange.org. So if you type that in, it'll take you straight to that section of our website where you can access the application materials. You can also see the application guidelines. So there are guidelines that explain to you and help you determine whether or not what you're hoping to receive funding for is eligible. And then it also includes a list of our donation recipients from the past, so you can get an idea of the types of projects and organizations that have been awarded funds before. The deadline for applications is August 9th at 5 p.m. So I would encourage you to start your application now. It does require a little bit more information. So there are some official documents that you have to include with your application to prove that you are a charity and how your funding is used. But it's very clear in the application what you have to do. So just make sure that you've completed it and submitted it by August the 9th at 5 p.m. so that you can be considered for this season's funding.
And then once those decisions are made, I assume, obviously, you notify those organizations that have been chosen to receive funds. Does everybody get notified, even if they're not necessarily somebody who's going to receive some sort of donation?
Yes. So the CARE charity will meet in September, and then the funding announcement will be made after that board meeting. And yes, we do tell all of the organizations if they were denied or if they are receiving funds. And we try to help them. We explain to them some of the reasons behind the board's decision. And we want to help them to have a better opportunity in the future.
And that makes perfect sense. So thepowerofchange.org is where they can go get all the information?
Absolutely. And for any member who hasn't already opted into the Power of Change, if you have Smart Hub, you can go into your Smart Hub account, whether it's on your mobile app or on the website, and you can join the Power of Change very quickly. It's literally just the click of a button. So if you haven't done that, we encourage you to go into MyREC Smart Hub and join the Power of Change so that you can join the 25,000 other members who are making a difference. And when you go and look at the list of recipients, I think you'll see just how much of an impact our members are having on our communities.
And I think it's great that I can take my, you know, whatever amount of my electric bill is and 43 cents and round that up to the next whole dollar and give that difference to you. But I really like the idea that I can also go in and say, you know what, just I want to give you an extra $5 mm-hmm. every single month on my electric bill so that it can be designated. I think that's a great idea as well.
Absolutely. And that can be done in Smart Hub as well. And maybe there's a point in time where someone wants to just give a one-time donation, and that opportunity is through Smart Hub as well. So we really try to make it easy for people to participate. We try to make it easy for them to contribute an amount that they're comfortable with. And we want everybody to know that no matter how much you contribute, it really does
add up,
and it makes a difference.
Fantastic. Well, Casey, thanks for coming to hang out with me and explain the whole Power of Change.
Oh, thank you. We're excited. And again, that website is thepowerofchange.org. Make sure that if you're a charity or organization that you apply by August 9th.